no son animales, no son unas yeguas, son seres humanos, son niños.
We are not animals. We are humans who have rights, and our children have rights. They have the right to be in Congress someday, to run for president someday.
Helen De Leon was one of the many women calling for immigration reform at Our Lady of Angels Catholic Community Church. It was held by the Full Rights for Immigrants Coalition, but many other groups came to show their support as well. PETA Lindsay is with the Answer Coalition.
I'm here as an organizer, as a woman, and more specifically, as a Black woman, to urge Obama to keep his promise and implement comprehensive immigration reform now. Black and Latina women share common cause. When it comes to poverty statistics, infant mortality, and joblessness, women from both communities are racing to the bottom, particularly during this economic crisis.
The group's main goals are comprehensive immigration reform and an end to immigration raids. Rosa Posadas of the Full Rights for Immigrants Coalition called for overall immigration change, but with special attention to women's needs.
She said for the government to like have a conscience to be like they were born from a woman to not be unfair to us because we do have rights here.
A specific problem raised was the breakup of families, of mothers and children, when undocumented immigrants are deported. The Full Rights Coalition calls for less harsh punishment for people in the country illegally and more lenient requirements for legal immigration. On the other side is Stephen Camerota, Director of Research at the Center for Immigration Studies. He believes the U.S. should limit the rights of immigrants.
Overall, what we would want is to try and have an immigration policy that doesn't flood the unskilled labor market, that doesn't create so many strains for our schools and healthcare system. And one of the main ways to do that is to bring the numbers down on both the legal and illegal side.
Camerota doesn't believe there will be any big changes made on the immigration front at the congressional level, but he is not averse to trying to reach a compromise with the community that demands reform.
Maybe one thing is we want to have an amnesty for some fraction of the illegal immigrants who are here, maybe DREAM Act recipients, and in return we reduce the number of legal immigrants coming in.
In the meantime, the Full Rights for Immigration Coalition continues to garner support for its April 16th march in downtown Los Angeles. Britt Thorson, Annenberg Radio News.